USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thanksgiving is going to cost Americans more this year. A survey by the American Farm Bureau Federation found the price of Thanksgiving dinner is up 14%. Dinner for a family of 10 will cost $53.31 on average. Several factors led to the price increase, including inflation, the difficulty in predicting demand during the COVID-19 pandemic, and disruptions to the global supply chain. Turkey saw the sharpest price increase. The cost of a bird is up 24% from last year. OSHA is suspending its implementation and enforcement of President Joe Biden's vaccine rule for private businesses with 100 or more employees due to a court order. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals making the decision. The Department of Justice saying they plan to vigorously defend the OSHA guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Officials believe there may have been 12,000 unticketed attendees at a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. The general manager of NRG Park telling Harris County Sports and Convention Cooperation board members on Wednesday, almost 38,000 tickets were scanned for Astroworld. However, Houston firefighters have estimated 50,000 were at the Travis Scott-backed festival earlier this month. 10 people ended up dying and dozens more were hurt when fans pushed toward the stage during the rapper's performance. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma is commuting the death sentence of Julius Jones. The convicted killer was set to be put to death this afternoon. Instead, the 41-year-old will serve a life sentence with no chance for parole. The governor saying he came to the decision after prayerful consideration and reviewing materials presented by all sides of this case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's day 10 of the trial for three men accused of killing Ahmed Aubrey in Brunswick, Georgia. Thursday morning, the prosecutor pointed out that the defendant, Travis McMichael, posted on Facebook about cracking down on crime in the neighborhood.
You've posted several times on Facebook some things, and we talked about one of them in response to Kim Ballesteros, where it's like you're playing with fire on this side of the neighborhood. Do you remember posting that?
Yes.
Travis testified he shot Aubrey in self-defense. He's one of three men charged with killing Aubrey. A whistleblower in an email reveals the FBI created a threat tag to help categorize reports of parents threatening school board members. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News he can't understand why the FBI is even getting involved in school board meetings.
What jurisdiction hook does the FBI claim to start following school board meetings? I can't think of a federal jurisdictional issue here. So this is scary. If the FBI can just reach out and start tracking parents at school boards, then they're overstepping their boundaries.
The FBI saying in a statement that the creation of a threat tag in no way changes the longstanding requirements for opening an investigation, nor does it represent a shift in how the FBI prioritizes threats. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.